on my iPhone feed. Like, I don't seek it out. It just finds its way to me.
You're like, making shit up now.
It gives me credence. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I've made a good choice.
Please stop.
Now, if only I could found a 64 gig before things went to shit. It would be all good.
Yeah, I hear that the new SEs are now, instead of this year, it's next year.
Well, they said they're going to kill them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And
to bring it right back next year.
Right, well, because I think the backlash has begun.
Against bigger phones by the mass public or what? I don't understand.
Just people who want a 4-inch phone.
Not everyone likes it 4 inches long.
I think we know length is not the issue.
We talking girth of the phones?
Yes. Good Lord. Should we just do the shot now? Or, you know, we'll wait until we get to our celebratory portion of the show, shall we?
Please.
When is that?
The second Jack decides to take another week off.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Okay. Hey. Get out. Gotta tighten that up.
This is a weird delay.
From the Tape Delay Studios in Fairfax, it's Fastlane Podcast. I mean, I know we said we're not going to do the dates anymore.
You
and
shouldn't.
It's episode 37, though.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good.
So we'll just keep throwing that one out there. You can find us on badslant.com, on Instagram, and the Twitter at badslant.com. I'm sorry, at badslant. I'm dumb. I started drinking.
Already?
Yeah.
We're just getting started, man.
We
got a lot to get to.
We have a lot to get to. I should breeze through this. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, and by... I said Spotify, right?
I'll say
Spotify here. And and also CastBox. I don't know for how long, but by request, we're on CastBox. So please, wherever you listen to us, give us a 5-star review. Subscribe, do the whole lot, and help the boys out. And the biggest way to help us out, you can... You know, shop Amazon and Target as you usually do. Those are the big ones. We hammer home like a bunch of dumbasses, hoping that you would. But we have a new way to help the show.
Oh, hold up.
We got to hit that timpani right and hard.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Yeah, fade that guy out.
Now, let's do it right.
You have a new way to support the Bad Slam Podcast.
Oh, what's that?
You can purchase your iTunes music, TV shows, and film through our website. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
There really should have been like another sounder to go there just to not end up on a limp dick note like that, but it's perfectly fine.
Basically, what John is trying to say is our new sponsor is Apple.
Yes.
And pretty much anything that you need for that lives on iTunes today. So movies, books, I mean, I think they have every little thing on the App Store.
Everything
now.
But condoms. Like, they're just incredible at providing you the goods that you need. So if you have any multimedia needs when it comes to entertainment, make sure that you shop through our link on the badslant.com website. And to that end, I have a recommendation item to segue nicely into that whole spiel. For everyone that has followed along with us with the Game of Thrones our airing of grievances from last week. it wasn't really grievances. It's just kind of coming to grips with the end of the show. But I know there's probably a void that you're trying to fill. I have the show for you. And I don't say that lightly. Game of Thrones is a big deal. But I was lucky enough to catch the show before it was unceremoniously canceled by the Starz Network. Sons of bitches. It's called Counterpart. You can get seasons 1 and 2 on iTunes. Each season, $14.99. It's only 10 episodes per season. So you'll actually save pretty much about $30 just by getting the seasons in mass. I think they're $3 an episode. But it's 20 episodes, people. Watch the whole damn thing. And it's for those folks who are complaining and pissing and moaning about Game of Thrones not having the ending that they wanted. I feel that the show... as brief as it was, had a nice little arc to it, and it had a satisfying end.
If you had to compare it to something, what would it be? What's the closest thing it would be?
It's batshit crazy. I will say that the premise is alternate universe, gateway to said alternate universe, and what espionage. Exactly. It defies all logic. I don't know how they managed to make it seem real and visceral, but it's got J.K. Simmons, you know, the he was Commissioner Gordon from the Batman versus Superman films.
Is he the farmer's insurance dude?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We are farmers.
I don't think farmers is a sponsor for the show, but I mean, I guess whatever helps. I was trying to come up with his other catchphrase from the thing. But he's
Whiplash.
Also, he's in Whiplash.
He was good in that one.
Awesome in Whiplash. And every time, I swear to God, he says it's not my tempo and he pistol whips that kid. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of cinema. So if you like him, if you like good TV, check it out. Make sure you buy those seasons through our link on our website, badslant.com.
And you guys want to know what's even better?
Please tell me.
American Psycho.
Okay. So,
so a few episodes back, we had a sort of a test for Icier saying
it wasn't a test. It was more like a reaping. Like
it was
a reckoning.
Yeah, it was a reckoning of the movies he had or had not seen, and one of them was
I don't think American Psycho made the cut.
No, it didn't. And then I think afterward we thought about it. We're like, oh, we missed that. That was the one we definitely needed to ask. And shocker.
Yeah, I haven't
you
seen
hadn't
it.
Seen it, but
but it's been on my list too. And then so today, when we're hanging out earlier,
so this is the second time we've seen each other today, all of us.
Oh, hold on, yeah, this is becoming a weekly thing, having a show lunch on Thursday. So I actually, but
John, did we do this last week?
Yeah, we did this last Thursday as well.
And I must have been really drunk.
and then today we met up earlier to do some show prep too.
Show prep.
Professionals.
Tells you how seriously we're taking this whole damn thing.
But yeah, while before we're going to meet up with Jack, John,
I was crunching TPS reports.
We're just trying to find something to put on in the background, and then it was like, oh, American Psycho's on. So then I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to watch it anyway, so let's check it out. Oh my God, that movie is amazing.
And we watched it on Sundance TV, on network TV, basically. So it's edited down heavily. So all the juicier parts that the listening audience may know from the film American Psycho were pushed to the side.
Yeah. But so what I think I'm going to start doing is I'm going to try to make time at least once a week to watch one of the movies on that massive list. And then I'll try to come back and put together like my 5-minute reaction.
Oh,
to
yeah, that would
movies.
Be great. That's
so,
nice.
Maybe
a 5-minute movie reaction.
So just because. so.
That's the sounder.
Since I only watched the middle portion of American Psycho today, I'm going to go back and rewatch everything from start to finish. And then
you missed the first 40 minutes of the movie and the last 10. So you might
actually a lot.
It's a bit, but you might actually be okay.
So next week I'll tune in and you'll get my review of American Psycho.
Your 5-minute
reaction.
My
5-minute reaction.
Nice. I can't wait. One thing we do not want your review on is this brand new box of S'mores Oreos that are currently sitting in the studio. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. We do need to, we got to do a birthday shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's also Ice's birthday.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Ice.
Thanks, man.
I don't know why we're drinking vodka and then chasing with more vodka, but I didn't really think
this is well thought out.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
This whole show. Cheers. Happy birthday, buddy. Nothing says birthday like vodka and Oreos.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And DJ Doc. Okay, I have to come clean. This is our regular Costco vodka. When that sucker sits out for a little bit and gets like room temperature, it gets a little bit beyond like consumable.
I think we've been spoiled.
Consumable state.
You've been doing really good about keeping that thing chilled in the freezer.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I poured it into a decanter.
Oh.
And we sat here for about 45 minutes and let that sucker come up to room temperature. Oh, so I apologize. Oh, we should have mixed that sucker and had, I don't know. We should have had the Oreos as a chaser.
Well, let's get right to it.
So again, these are the S'mores Oreos as we try to collect ourselves.
Limited edition. So
and I have to bring attention back to this again. So Ice's position is that Oreos suck. And
what?
It,
what?
It very nearly brought.
I didn't say those it, words.
Well, I mean, you said you didn't like Oreos.
You didn't like any Oreos.
You said all Oreos.
I didn't like the cream. I didn't love the cookie.
You
didn't like half of the cookie, basically.
Yeah. You didn't like the best part of. I would say
and
all
then,
parts.
And they should be thins. They should all be thins.
That has to be the worst aspect of your take of any opinion that you have on Oreos, because I think by and large, like, can you find me like one flavor that you've tried so far that has been demonstrably better as a thin?
As a thin?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you've tried the regular thins, and I'm assuming you've tried the regular thins and like the flavored thins.
I don't know.
You have no basis for comparison.
Of the thins, I think I enjoyed the
If you say coconut, we're just gonna pull the plug on the board right here, right now.
Wasn't there like a mint thins?
Yes.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
So you wanted the Girl Scout cookie thin mints is what you're looking.
Oh,
okay.
Oh yeah, I do like thin mints. Maybe that's why I like that one.
Okay, well, the reason why that you're doubly disqualified from this conversation is that you've actually you've already tried these.
Mm-hmm.
So I got these on Tuesday and I've been sitting on them ever since. But it's just another pleat in their cape. They continue to pump out these varieties of Oreos almost on a month-to-month basis.
My goodness.
And I think Jack went for a second one.
Yeah, this is really good.
Holy shit.
I didn't mean to taint.
By all means. Okay, so even though Isis' vote doesn't count, what say you?
I mean, like I mentioned to you the last time we did an Oreos tasting, I tend to lean towards like the graham cracker cookie. I like that over the traditional chocolate. Or even like that other one. What's the yellow one? Vanilla?
The golden Oreo?
Yeah, the golden one. Yeah. Week, but the graham cracker is really good. Did you guys try like the cinnamon roll one that they had like a while back?
Mm-hmm. I have.
So
it's fantastic.
It's graham crackers on the outside, and then instead of the traditional cream, they put like the what's that? The stuff they put on top of cinnamon roll, the icing. They have some sort of. It was like a different type of cream in the middle.
You could have fooled me.
What, it tastes the same to you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But so you got the graham cracker and you got that. So I think that was like one of my favorites. And today John and I were talking a little bit about this, and he reminded me about the mystery Oreo. Those were good. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of had like that breakfast cereal taste to them, but they never
fruity
like...
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. But they never came out and like said what it was. But I think those two were really...
It could have been crushed Vicodin for all I care. It was delicious.
Those two were really good. But then once I had this one, I actually really enjoyed this because it doesn't have the cream. It has a little bit of the marshmallow and the chocolate and graham crackers. I could just sit here and eat the graham crackers.
So basically, awesome. To you, it just didn't taste like Oreos.
Yeah, I think that's why I like it.
Understood.
Yeah. God. How about you guys,
Jack? Let's say you.
It's very good.
I mean, obviously, you went for your second.
He went too deep.
The marshmallow is very creamy. Like it comes out in the graham cracker. It's close to a s'more, which was I was hoping the chocolate would be more upfront and be more pronounced.
Substantial.
Yeah. Thank you. I would say this is a 3.5. That's my rating. Thank you.
Wow, that's actually fairly low considering all the praise that you heaped on it.
I know. Then you went for a second?
I did. I needed to taste it again to make sure. Because maybe I had a bad cookie. Or because when I first saw the cookie, I didn't see the marshmallow, cream on it. So on the packaging, it's very pronounced. So when I look at it, you're like, where's the marshmallow? And when you bite into it, it comes out.
Yeah,
so.
Agreed. I was looking for that big cream on mine.
Exactly. Yeah, you were. Son of a bitch.
There was like...
Your wife might be listening.
There was like a sliver of cream on my cookie.
Exactly. And you want more.
I want a lot more cream.
I actually wanted more chocolate. So that's why we know. So that's why I wanted. That's why I said 3.5. I think more chocolate would be better. Thank you.
I actually don't get too much of the graham crackery flavor out of the outer cookie. If you told me it was a regular like the golden Oreo cookie that you get with those, I would have been just as cool. Like, it's just a good cookie. Like I didn't get any differentiating flavor from like the cream. I didn't get like extra marshmallow flavor. I didn't get extra chocolate flavor. I think they negated one another pretty. pretty solidly. So at the end of the day, it's just a good Oreo, and you know, mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Let's give it a 4.
4?
Yeah.
Damn, you gave it. That was pretty high for just another good Oreo.
Because they're all 4s and higher, you jackass. There's nothing that you can tell me that
you
would say.
But you can't give everything a 4.
Okay,
if
it's a thin, then yes, we'll judge it on its own merits. But if it's a regular ass Oreo, they're by and large very good.
Well, you're right. It is a Graham flavored cookie, not like a Graham cracker, right? So
they should put like the animal crackers on the outside with a real sliver of marshmallow, and then maybe like a dark chocolate Nutella spread on the bottom or something.
You should email them and be like, hey, I have an idea, and then patent it.
So, like, you know, like, right now, like, when you go to, like, some of these, like candy stores, like...
Here's his grand idea, Jesus Christ.
So, like, you know, like, there's, like, the popular, like, Dylan's candy store, and then, like, there's, like, all the
hipster swell.
The pop, lolly and pops at Tyson's. You know, you get all these custom gummy bears and stuff. Why don't they just let you make your own Oreos? Like, why don't you go to a place where you can have all the variety of cookies, all the variety of cream toppings, maybe have some special things that you can insert into the middle, and then package your own.
That's an awful sound effect, by the way.
Maybe, look, and this is the kicker. Because it's custom, sell, like half of the size of this packaging, but charge the same amount or something, you know? And then it's a win-win for everyone.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, that package is small as hell.
It got smaller from the original. You remember the original?
Yeah, it was so long. My God. Very long.
Very long? How long?
More than 4 inches.
I like the ones that are 6 to 8 inches. It's not even close. Like, the original package, like, I've seen, like, a regular size Oreo package in recent times. It's not, like, it's 2/3 of the size.
But is it the same quantity, though? Did they get a bit more efficient with the packaging?
No, not at all.
You think we lost cookie?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
And it's a premium, too, so you're paying more for less quantity, yeah. So... Nope.
They did get smarter with the flap, though. The sticky flap that you can seal it back up.
That flap is diesel.
Game changer.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, so we're agreed. It's a good cookie.
Yeah.
Ice is... this is your favorite Oreo, so I mean, I guess I can't give you too much flack.
This is his favorite Oreo.
I would probably put the cinnamon roll slightly above this one.
Fair enough.
Dude, you're confusing the hell out of me. The narrative is changing as we speak.
You know why? It's the chocolate. The chocolate is a little too sweet for me. So I appreciate that they put chocolate and marshmallow versus like the traditional cream, but I actually feel like it's still too sweet. So I will give it a 4.
All right.
On that note.
That's a perfect way to end this segment.
Yeah.
From his terrible take on Oreo.
So John is opening a package that was delivered to him.
No. The moderator is opening.
Oh, the moderator is opening
a package that was delivered to him.
So there was a sale for a certain Funko Pop.
Couldn't have timed it better. You're getting better at this, man.
Working on it.
Yeah, and as John is AJ is opening this up.
John Targaryen.
I don't know what that means.
Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Sorry.
So John is opening up the Funko Pop. Let's see what it looks like.
Covered in bubble wrap.
Yes.
Can you imagine we got screwed and it was like something else?
Oh God! What if it was? Okay, so what if it was the LeBron James?
Oh my God!
Your blood.
I'm about to toss it out the window right now.
So what's wrong, man? One go to another. What?
So the Funko Pop we got was the Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah,
Funko Pop.
Can you believe where we found it?
It was on
Groupon. Of all places.
Oh man. He's wearing the Jordan 3s, by the way.
Oh snap.
So this is one of the Jordans that they first announced like back in January that they were gonna roll out with the first ever like Michael Jordan Pops, and they were making
really the first ones?
There's this one, the Target, and the Fanatics version. So there's like three colorways for the Pops. So this one has been the first one that they released. They showed all the photos of, and everyone tried to get. They had the initial run on Foot Locker, sold out. They had limited store
I think we
runs.
Talked about it on the show where Jack said,
sheesh.
Are you dropping the box already?
No, I mean, the box is kind of dented anyway, so.
It is. It's okay.
So we were like trying to find this thing everywhere, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, Jack was telling us we had to go to Anne Arundel.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah. I'm not going there.
You might as well tell us we had to go to Baghdad.
I know. There's no way I'm going that far to go get a freaking Funko Pop.
Shout out to Baghdad.
And then, like, just like the other day, like, I got some weird random email or something that popped up, and it was just like, Michael Jordan Funko Pop on Groupon. I was like, what?
Hey, watch your language.
So shared that with these guys, and yeah.
And all of a sudden, Jack hopped to it. Yeah, it showed up at the moderator's home.
Oh, yes. By the way, it had moderator in the actual mailing address, so thank you for that. I'm sure the postman was very excited to see that.
I'm loving the little details on the shoes.
Yeah, man. Take a hat to those Jordan 3s, bro.
That's sick, man.
That's basically the one that he wears to do the dunk contest, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Chicago Bulls, and it's the Bulls jersey. Oh, I wish it would say Chicago.
Oh,
but no.
Yeah. If it
right?
was that,
yeah.
That's where they went wrong.
It's all good. But, it's still a nice Funko for the collection in the studio.
Does MJ have hair on that one?
I feel like the Fanatics version
is better.
Has the Bulls? The retro one.
Ah, probably. Because they're just so good.
That's the one you're looking for.
The Target version is the black jersey. And I think the Fanatics is the
always
retro
color.
One, if I remember correctly.
I'll take your word for it. So is the Fanatics version the one that was gold plated?
No, yeah. and they came out with this one gold plated.
The bronze version. There is a bronze. Yeah,
the bronze.
Right,
the bronze version.
No,
you better cancel that version right here, right now.
Oh, it's out of stock. This Fanatics version is out of stock.
Okay, tell me.
The Fanatics one is the black.
Yeah, that's the black with the Chicago, and
ooh,
he's wearing
the shoes.
Nice.
Wow, he's wearing. That's not a Ric Flair robe. He's wearing it. Those are the 11s. Jordan 11s. Man.
So that means the Target, I think the Target maybe was the retro.
And CISO is loving this talk right now.
If he listens to the show. That's a big fat if. Man.
Well, very cool, man.
Nice. That's a tough one to come back from. Oh, wait. There's one more thing to unveil for this. I have to ask you boys to pat for a second.
Oh, what's up? So the Target one is the rookie jersey.
So that's the one.
That's
the
dope.
One.
It's nice. Got the bread ones.
That's nice.
Vicious. Not even the bread ones, the band ones. Yeah, those are nice. And he's just holding the ball. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That one's way better.
That's so much better. Shit, it's sold out.
Oh, what?
Hi-oh.
So, whoa. Oh, we got a gift here for
what?
Sir Ice.
Sir Ice?
I don't know.
Is this
DJ
Ice?
Oh, dude.
It is.
It's Tiger.
It's a hat with. It's a Tiger hat.
Tiger's,
what's his name?
It's Tiger's club cover, Fred.
Fred, that's what it was.
Yes.
Fred Tiger? Really?
They make a hat of Fred?
It's not a Nike hat, but. It's the one that's making the rounds.
Holy crap. Okay. That's awesome, man.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Oh, I'm putting this joint on now.
You better. Well, happy birthday. I hope that it's going to be something you can wear this weekend with Tiger potentially winning the Memorial Tournament. He's a few shots back. So maybe he makes the charge tomorrow with it when you wear the hat.
Now I feel kind of bad for bad-mouthing Tiger before the show.
I mean, it's par for
the
course.
No, I bad-mouthed you
guys. Pun intended.
Definitely bad-mouth you guys.
You would. That is...
par for the course.
Exactly what I just said. Yes, precisely. But I hope you like it. It's adjustable, so if your head's big, if your head gets small from I don't know,
all the big what
the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
I hope you enjoy.
I don't know how to do this, so
we're just destroying the broadcast.
Oh, okay. Those that one. Ah, understood.
I thought it was like the snapback one.
It's not a snapback.
But it's the one with the like the really tight clamp.
It's called a dad hat because you're a father. As is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hope you enjoyed.
Oh, thank you, man. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I will not wear this on the golf course, though. Not this one.
Why not?
I don't want to sweat in this one. This one is like the one you wear on the streets, and then there's like the ones you wear while you're playing and sweating.
Tiger in the sheets, ice in the streets.
Nice.
I don't even know what the hell that means. All right.
Yeah. You don't treat your hats that way?
I mean, I do have like
See,
I have quite the catalog of head attire.
Hats.
We got
some hats now.
Yeah, I have
MFers.
I have specific hats that I can wear when I'm like working out or playing sports, and then I have specific hats that I wear like when I just leave the house, and that's the one I wear in the streets.
I used to segregate my hats in certain ways, but now I actually have a subsect that is strictly for athletic use, like for working out. So it's taken some time to get to that point, but I felt like my regular hats needed to be given the attention that they so richly deserve.
I have a new
I'm a hat guy.
I have a new row that I just created. It's like the hat that I'm ignoring for a little bit. So that's where I put like my right now. I think the Redskins hats are there.
Oh, good call.
The Wizards hats are over there.
Wait, better call.
Are those hats in the fireplace? Should be. That'd be the perfect place.
My Nats hats are in that same row.
They might be destined for that.
Getting close.
I'm just like, man. I was just like, it's my heartbreak, bro. It's just like, I'm just gonna put everything in there that I can't wear. Tiger used to be in there for a little bit, but now he moved into the ones I can put in back in rotation.
Just a nice summer fire. Just go ahead.
Good kindling.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope this hat does not end up there, but.
Yeah, it won't. This is a nice hat.
At least it's Fred. It doesn't say TW on it.
I didn't know that thing had a name. Anyway, but I'm. Sounds like you like it. I'm glad
you
do.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully it doesn't say in the wood chipper. All right. I don't know how to segue out of that, but we talked about our much ballyhooed jack-off episode last week. I mean, we've had a couple of jack off episodes, and you know, that was just kind of a continuance, more or less. But
a continuance.
it just made sense to keep you on the shelf for discussion.
Yes,
and I can't believe you freaking listen.
Well,
when you're not supposed to. Well, like, we were trying to save you.
Granted, I was air checking, right? So I air checked for the first half of the show, and then
these guys sound like assholes.
No, not necessarily.
We kind of did. My bad. That's totally my bad.
Was it 90 minutes?
Huh?
Was it 90 minutes?
No, I don't know.
No, it was like an hour 20, right?
Something to that.
Oh,
yeah.
70 to 80.
It was almost 90.
Yeah, so we had audio issues last week, and then you fixed the mice.
Fixed in post.
And in post, which was great, because afterward, I could hear everything.
Snaps for that.
Yeah. Snaps for Rolando.
And I was good. It was. I honestly hadn't got to the point where I sound checked and heard the issues, but they were apparent.
It wasn't good. But yeah, you know, we fixed it. It was no big deal.
So listeners, you're welcome.
Yeah. So I did air check, and I made it halfway through, and then I guess
it sounds like we're doing chemistry homework.
Right.
At that point.
Yeah. Exactly. I always the one highlight that I do want to talk about, or at least mention, was the fact that you guys all ganged up on Lady Ice when she mentioned that there were some kind of surprises at the end, and everybody's like, nah.
It's kind of funny because you're not the first person to bring that up. Like, I think some of the cousins that heard the episode, they thought that was kind of funny too.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of the highlights.
I mean, that's like a dubious distinction to say something so egregious. That
it was pretty egregious.
We're all just like,
roundly denounced by the rest of the people. So, but I mean, I appreciate her standing out on the limb.
She stood her ground. You got to appreciate that.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. She'll never be on this podcast.
Never
again.
Grace these airwaves ever again.
There may be some spinoff Wife's Watch. I don't know.
Venom 2? Like, I don't know. All right. We'll see.
Yeah. So I made it halfway through and I stopped. But so last week was an off week for me.
A
jack off.
Was there some jacking off?
One would hope.
At some point, yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, may as well. But no, I mean, I had to actually work late. So I was expecting to be home and relaxing.
Oh, so even if we did invite you on, you weren't going to make it anyways.
I was not going to make it.
That kind of worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. And so I was...
Thank God we didn't invite you.
Yeah, exactly. I was cursing at my
luck. We should
luck.
Invite you less.
Yes, please. Oh, that would be great. But other than that, you know, it was a long Memorial Day weekend. I actually took a Tuesday off. This Tuesday off, so Friday was my daughter's birthday. Shout out to her. Not Friday, Sunday. And then we had a birthday party Saturday. Sunday was like people having over. And we actually went out of town.
Did you really?
Yeah, we went out of town, man. We went to New Jersey. That was like the armpit of the United
America?
States.
Why,
yeah,
why
of America.
Jersey? Did you have a river?
There was a theme park up there for young children. So we
which
went,
one was that?
Storybook Land. So
Storybook.
I was thinking meth land, but all right.
You're probably
they probably have that right probably, around the corner. Yeah,
it's called Atlantic City.
It's not, and you know what? The Storybook Land is 30 minutes away from Atlantic City. It's off the AC Expressway. So, like, my
right
wife
off of 40.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. My wife was like, "Are you sure you know how to get here? Why are you taking this route?" I was like,
"Why are you taking us to the Borgata again?"
Yeah, exactly. So you know, there's a route that Google Maps will tell you to take when you're going to Atlantic City. And there's a route that the degenerates know about. So the degenerates know
yes,
that
there are several
yes,
heads nodding in
yes,
this room.
Exactly. So we're all nodding. There's a route that will take you through, will take you close to Camden, but not through it. Camden, if Whoa. You don't know, was the murder capital of the United States per capita.
Also the city they spoofed in Harold and Kumar. So
yes. So it's like, it is not a place you definitely want to be stranded in. But
when don't
you
get lost.
When you get off the New Jersey Turnpike, there's a Wawa there. And I always stop at that Wawa.
Of course you do.
Wawa, yes, Wawa is the best. It's so awesome. They have the kiosk. You don't have to talk to anyone to order. We actually, you know, we did.
It's like MTO.
Exactly.
From Sheetz.
From
yeah.
Sheetz, yes. Yeah. So
did they copy MTO or were they first?
I mean,
MTO is awesome.
It is pretty good, especially when you're drunk, right?
It's amazing.
They all have that shit going.
They do have it all
because
now.
During this Memorial Day weekend, we went to the Royal Farms.
Oh.
Yes.
How was it?
They are they've bled into the Virginia Commonwealth.
Okay, so people who don't know, it's chicken.
Like a Maryland exclusive
correct.
Gas station chain.
Yes, but they have.
But it is a chain.
Yes.
It's not like just like one location.
It's not a mom and pop.
No.
Not by any means. But they're known for their fried chicken, and they have they've permeated the state of Maryland, and now they've slowly seeped into the Maryland market. I'm sorry, Virginia market. And I've been twice now. Twice. But they have the same kiosk that Jack is speaking to as far as being able to avoid like human contact at
yeah,
all costs.
I don't like talking to people.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic.
I think that's the rest of America.
Yes,
I can order my 12-piece without having to be bothered.
And it's cheap.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so your review on Royal Farms, please.
Very quickly. Fantastic. Oh. It lives up to the hype. I wish I could denigrate this product of Maryland. But having tasted the chicken not once but twice. It's lived up to the hype both times.
Three times a lady.
In two different locations, both fantastic. So
excellent.
5 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Wow, the first five.
I don't think we've ever given a 5 on the show for anything. Not even like a movie.
No, it's a 5 out of 5 for gas station fried chicken. So
<that's> that with a grain of salt.
Give you some context. But no, it's very good fried chicken. Very good fried chicken.
Oh, nice. This is a little side note, but you know what's very good? Our lunch today. Our fried chicken lunch.
Hot
fried
Lola's.
That was actually pretty good.
Shout out to Hot Lola's.
Yeah, so we
in
all...
In the Boston Quarter.
We all met up, went to the renovated
BQ.
Boston BQ. Commons, now is known as Boston Quarters.
Please call it the BQ.
Are you trying to make that... Like,
I'm going
to
get it over right here right now.
He said that he mentioned that in
three
our
times.
Slack channel. He goes, we're going to meet you at BQ? And I was like, I guess? What is that?
I purposely ignored that. I was just like,
good for you.
Because you were sitting next to me, you son of a bitch. What the hell are you talking about?
But anyways, so they turned if anyone is familiar with Boston Commons, like the old food court that was in like the basement of the
mm-hmm,
mall,
mm-hmm.
They renovated that whole area and they got a whole bunch of like...
A lot of hipster restaurants.
Yeah, if you ever been to like the Union Market, it has that kind of a feel,
yes.
That kind of a setup.
Kind of like the block.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But with, I guess, there's like a variety of stuff. There's pizza. There's some, like the noodle bar.
Oyster bar.
Some oyster bar.
Yeah.
There's Jubilee ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But the one place that we all grabbed lunch was at Hot Lola's.
Yes.
Hot Lola's, yes.
Yeah, the chicken sandwich was, oh, dude, that messed me up, man. So... So
you got to figure some shit out, man.
I didn't even get the hottest level heat.
And he went OG spice.
OG spice. It was hot, but
on a scale of 4, you went 3.
Yeah, But
we went three.
And I think eating it was like, you know, it built up as you were eating it. So it was good. And then it kind of faded. But it screwed me up the rest of the evening. I couldn't even eat dinner. Like, my stomach was like, it felt like it was burning.
Oh, jeez, dude.
You have the constitution of a child. My
so
God.
It came back to me. But yeah, I was just like,
please don't tell us the rest of that story.
And it came out of me.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Can we get back to Jack at the MTO or something? So, Wawa. Jack
Wawa,
and Wawa.
Wawa, please.
Oh, yeah, we got Wawa. So they do have a Siptopia. I guess they have a drink menu now. They have a drink bar, which so...
What?
But yeah. They serve like Lime Rickeys over there. What the fuck?
Yeah, they have... it's like, you know, strawberry lemonade, certain...
It's like the remix machine?
Like, sort of. I mean, you can get like mixed drinks. You know, like smoothies... actually, frappes, coffee drinks.
That's fancy.
You know, like lemonade.
Is there like a barista there behind?
Yeah,
the
so you do it through the MTO and they'll make it for you and it's great.
They
so,
make the drink for you?
Yes, they'll make
damn.
It for you. Yeah,
damn,
so my kids
that's
got
legit.
Something. Yeah, it's legit. That was an addition that I hadn't seen since the last time I had been to that Wawa, which has probably been like 6 years. So the last time I've been to
AC
Atlantic City, yeah.
We are no longer those degenerates.
No, we used to go often. Yeah. And then actually, I got so nostalgic making that drive because I was like, I used to come down this ride all the time. And I
at what point did you say, hey, babe, you want to make a stop?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but then my children started to cry. And I was like, you know what? We're not going to do that. So we're good. Tuesday was, Monday was that, in New Jersey, had a good time out there. It was actually really nice, all things considered, because it is New Jersey, so.
first time that's been
I know.
Used for
New
to
Jersey
describe
was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and then Tuesday was sort of a chill day for me, nothing much, just driving
long
back.
Long day, a chill spot.
Yeah, just coming back, getting back into the groove of things, and then. What day is it today? Thursday. Yesterday was just
that's
getting back
to work.
That's
the day we record,
yeah,
sir.
Exactly. So I just don't remember. It's been a whirlwind.
Yes,
I mean,
we need to catch up with you.
Unfortunately, well,
you've been getting off for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, getting into the summer season, I have no control over the calendar. I was joking to one of the other dads at the party, at my daughter's birthday party, that I have only read-only access to the calendar. I literally do. I just look at it and like, okay, that's what we're doing this weekend. Great, that's all. Like,
that was my friend Dresser.
Yeah,
friend Dresser laugh. Yeah,
do it again. Do it again. That was awful.
I don't know.
Not quite. No. It's not as annoying. That was like Fran Drescher mixed with like Peter Griffin. Like,
a little bit, yeah. That's it.
You're welcome.
But yeah, that's
pretty funny. Read only access. He has no edit rights whatsoever.
I have no edit rights.
Someone needs to update his Windows administrator.
We
gotta
contact his wife if we can get on that calendar.
Can you update
with
his administrator
with like
privileges?
With write access so we can start adding to his calendar.
At least write access.
Can you just check that box next?
I only have read only. It's just like whatever happens, I'm there.
Yeah, I empathize.
Yeah, so it is what it is. I mean, it's all for the kids, man. Like literally. So
indeed, Trick Daddy.
that was my week off.
You spent that time off constructively, I guess.
I mean literally, I was so pissed that I couldn't go home like early that day. It was because there was freaking like a freaking tornado.
Not a single relaxation minute was consumed that day.
Yeah,
I haven't heard any moment of that for you.
None. There's no relaxation, but. I would say
or relaxation.
Yeah, probably my wife would say the same thing, but it's all good.
Well, you're back in the fold, so
I am here.
If you can't spend your time constructively on your own, I'm glad to have you back into the mix.
It doesn't
here.
Sound
oh,
like
how
it.
Was your Memorial weekend?
Yes, John? Please. John.
I got a cold.
Amazing.
I got a cold. I tried to eat fried chicken to make myself feel better. It didn't work.
Why would you eat fried chicken
when you have a cold?
I mean, because the cold and the fried chicken kind of happened at the same time. So I was like, I thought maybe I'm just hungry. I'll have this chicken. And no, did nothing to resolve the health issues I'm currently encountering. But I'm actually coming out of this illness, we're coming in strong for the weekend. We're gonna recover out of this Memorial Day and make the week after
nice
strong. I know you had some events. I don't know if you want to get too far in the weeds, Ice, but
oh,
It was like a pre-birthday celebration.
I would just say it was 5 days of my liver taking a beating. And it started with the last Thursday here, just drinking.
As it should.
Yeah, just
we are the start of your weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Like, yes. I marked the minute that we start recording, like, the start of my weekend, because Friday is useless. So, yeah.
Friday is useless.
Your employer probably shouldn't know that, but all right. So,
kicked off the weekend with a nice gallon of vodka here. Mm. And then from there, yeah.
Shit, we got to go shopping.
Yeah, I think
I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. Or
I think
not a
next
pun.
Week we need to do that. I think we're running low. I think it might be running low.
We're running low on creativity and vodka. Yes.
Yeah, so it was just that, drinking the rest of the weekend. Had a, there was a Viva Vienna in the area. So Viva Vienna! So
Mexican theme event?
It was like a little carnival in the town of Vienna. No booze, but it was cool because they had, you know, what I look forward to in these carnivals is like the food and, you know, the drill. They got like all the fried Oreos, the fried Snickers. And
nice. And you'll eat those fried Oreos, won't you?
Yeah, you won't eat that Oreos.
No, actually, I don't.
You are the worst.
The main thing I look forward to at these carnivals is the fresh squeezed lemonade.
That's the one thing.
And sausages. And then the hot...
Of course, sausages.
The hot Italian sausages.
We've come full circle.
Those are the two things I look forward to.
What was his name? Oh, sorry.
Hey.
I just can't believe that's the only... Like those are all good things, but you've already, like, dismissed...
It's amazing things. It's not good things. You've dismissed...
Have you ever had a fried Oreo?
No.
Exactly. Why would you dismiss that out of hand?
Because I don't like regular Oreos.
Well, duh. He doesn't like Oreos. Thing.
Why would I like fried Oreos?
I'm telling you, your criticisms are of an Oreo. I guarantee, frying it. I
tend to agree with you. I recently tried this place. It's kind of like borderlines of Vienna to Tyson's. There's a new pizza place called Crust.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Pizza Hut.
No, it's right next to that Taco Bell near.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? With the toilet bowl building there.
Delicious. Yes.
So
we had the Doritos Locos Tacos.
There's a pizza very place good. That just opened there called Crust, dude.
Not very appealing sounding.
We're not sponsored by them or anything. I'm not being paid or anything to endorse them, but their pizza.
He's a plant.
Their pizza is freaking amazing, man.
Very crusty.
I love pizza. It is very crusty, actually.
Well, yeah, because it's called crust. Oh, is it a thin type
of
pizza?
Okay, but the
you're
so,
already losing me,
dude. What? So do you not like the Neapolitan, like the pizza?
It's fine, like New York style. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
But all right, so this is where
I'm a Pizza Hut pan pizza guy. So
okay, then I'm right up your alley. This is where I'm headed.
Oh,
so
at least tell me when you're
so
up there.
They have that traditional style, and that's what I went there for, because I saw pictures and I was like, I haven't tried this place, why not? So I went there. We got the pizza. It was great. It tasted just like any other Neapolitan. It was really good. It was crispy. You know, you could pick your toppings, all that stuff. But the one that when I was talking to the guy, he could have been the owner, because he was talking to me like, you know, he owns the place. So I don't know, but he recommended this pizza. It's a Neapolitan, but it's deep fried. So what they do is
hear me out.
They deep fry.
Eject.
They take the dough. They deep fry the dough. They take it back out. Throw it in the oven for the second half of the time, while cooking all the toppings on it. Dude, that pizza is probably the best pizza I had in my life. It has a little bit of that crispiness of the Neapolitan, but then they also have the doughiness of a pan deep dish
pan
type.
Asian man who hasn't care about his calorie intake.
Insanely amazing. It's hands down my favorite pizza ever. And I mean, again, I didn't go so fancy with the toppings.
That's
I just
aggressive.
got your traditional like margarita with like garlic and actually I think that's all I got basil, garlic, cheese, and the mozzarella cheese. But it was like the dough was like a deep fried, half baked, half deep fried, perfect, perfection. The best pizza.
You're talking to a guy who's had a $1 slice of pizza in New York, so that's high praise what you're doing.
Dude, I'm telling you, like if there's a time we can go try this together, I'm telling you, it's gonna blow your mind.
The Montanera. So it's half fried, half baked.
That's the one. And you can put whatever toppings you want on that thing.
You know what's funny?
They deep fry first, and then when they throw it in the oven, that's when you put whatever you want on there. That is amazing.
Mwah.
It's so good.
To stop that. You know what's funny? I've driven by this place like every week for like the last 6 months.
I know.
It's incredible. Like, more than that.
I've seen the sign so many times. I've seen it pop up every time I try to find like dinner ideas. I don't know, look through Yelp. I see it all the time, and I never get
like
give
it
a shot.
Can't be good. It's adjacent to a VA ABC.
I know. I'm telling you.
Ooh, ABC.
I mean, yes, there are good things in the ABC, but you know.
Caveat.
Oh, here we go.
Here it is.
You probably don't want to take it to go though. Like, don't eat it later. Don't go pick it up. Go take it home. About 15-minute, 20-minute drive home, and then eat it. No, it's not gonna be good.
Nah.
Eat it there. If you're gonna order it. Eat it there, right as they serve it to you, the way that it was tended to be experienced.
That makes sense.
It's so freaking good. I never had pizza that was half deep fried, half baked.
That's a unique experience. I
it's really,
that.
Really, really.
Yeah, I get that.
How did we get to this part of the conversation?
I have no idea. But
there's tacos.
Carnival. Viva.
Viva.
That's why.
Wait, so you just detoured? Like, did you leave the carnival to go get like this pizza? Like,
I don't know how we got there.
I'm pretty sure there are fattier foods at the carnival.
Yeah, we were talking about deep fried Oreos.
Okay.
So like, yeah, I'm not gonna try deep fried candy bars. Like, I just have
a deep fried Oreo.
Come on, man. No, you wouldn't take a deep fried candy bar?
No.
God.
Okay. Do you like Snickers?
Sometimes.
Hey, do you like food?
Yeah,
do you like that? You like a deep fried Oreo, stupid ass.
This is literally just insane.
Snickers ice cream is actually really good.
I swear to God.
Have you tried that? It tastes just like a Snickers bar.
Yes, I'm above the age of 7. Yes, I've had a Snickers ice cream bar. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's a really sad holiday weekend. I mean, I got sick going on a hike, but somehow yours ended up being sadder. So
no, I went to this.
You went to the festival.
I went to the carnival twice.
That's how.
Well, it was convenient. It was down the street, why not?
Yeah. You basically just walked outside, is what you said. You left your house.
The sausage was amazing, though.
I'm sure it was. What was his name again?
I bet it was.
We'll never know. All right. That sounds like a fairly disappointing Memorial Day weekend for all of us. I mean, I tried to recover from Memorial Day by making a purchase to, you know, shopping
that
allegedly soothes the soul. And, you know,
retail therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And we've
like a bunch of bitches.
We've talked. Well, I'm saying we've talked about our affinity for sneakers.
Let's go shopping.
I mean, it was clear with the rack at Nordstrom Rack.
Was that this weekend?
It was. I got jeans. but I wanted to cap it off. I wanted to get shoes because I have to say, I bid adieu to my Spider-Man origin story Jordan 1s with the help of Jack. Just Jack putting them on, was it StockX? Or
Goat.
Goat. On the Goat.
How do you choose between the two? Is there...
Depending on the fees. Sometimes StockX has sales where they reduce seller fees. So I did let go of the Dornbacher Jordan 6s.
Say it with your chest.
Dornbacher.
I can't say it. But the Jordan 6s, the very limited shoes, just because their fees were really low. So I said,
some shoes that I also was not able to purchase.
Correct. Yes. Just because of the fees. Goat is, you tend to get a better return. The sale prices tend to be higher. So when you're selling there, for whatever reason, I think it's just because of their reach. I think they have more of an international clientele. So if you get a good size that is probably more geared toward the Asian person that has more money and that is much smaller, then you're going to get more return.
So size 6.
Yeah, 6s. Depending on if it's a Yeezy, for sure, a 6 is great.
It's a size for Leslie Chow.
Yeah, and for girls. So.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, I made a decent amount on the Jordan 1s, the Spider-Man shoes.
Yeah,
essentially like double the price.
Yeah, for sure, man.
They were like $200, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it takes me back. No. I'm regretting the decision now to have sold them when I did. Even though I got double the price on it, fact of the matter is I haven't been able to like to turn that over into another pair of shoes, which was my intent in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just been like a tragedy one after the other.
And L season.
I would just go down the line. There were the Travis Scott L ones. Loss. L.
So bad.
There was that week where Jack said, hey, get on these Yeezy glow-in-the-dark bitches. And I'm like, all right, I'll jump. And then I checked the internet the day before they're supposed to go on sale. Oh, they went on sale 2 days before then. In a quote-unquote shock drop.
Correct.
When did that
There's
become
too many of those.
When did that become a thing?
I don't like those.
What the hell is that about?
It's a, I guess it's a deterrent or a more of a tactic by the sites, the retailer, to try to release it so to the consumer that wants to purchase it.
Do they have free reign to drop it whenever
yes.
they want?
Yes. So they can.
Really?
Yeah. They
so
literally,
they don't have to follow release schedules?
No.
But can I just say that there are enough like roadblocks to getting these shoes in the first place.
Yeah.
So like putting it on an off date doesn't help like John Q Public in getting those shoes.
No.
You want to do that? Make more shoes. Honestly, what the hell are we doing here?
Well, they make a limited number for the
demand.
I guess, yeah, for the demand. So they don't want to make too many. And I guess maybe because of the
business 101.
Yeah, exactly. Come so. On.
But the price point isn't so high that they're gonna make a mint off like selling these shoes
no,
on a shock drop.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. I don't see right. I don't
if
see
they were like made in like Thailand or Vietnam or something.
How dare you? Quality standards
all
rising
those
by
dongs.
The day.
No, so many dongs. Yeah, so I mean,
oh, sorry,
yeah,
especially they're selling Italian sausages.
Yeah, Yeezys was an L for a lot of people. I mean, they still haven't dropped them. So that shock drop was it. That was it. There's nothing. There was something last Saturday, but there was like very few pairs released. And then everybody's been waiting for Yeezy supply to drop more, but they haven't. There's rumors that there is, but there's not. I mean, it hasn't come to fruition. So
I'm guessing Kim influenced that decision.
I have no idea, man. Like it's been pretty rough. The last couple months.
It's rough, and today was kind of the coup d'etat where I declared if the purchase today does not go through, I'm calling it quits.
So, yeah. So
Is it the Sakai?
The Sakai collaboration.
So they had the Waffle Racer.
Yes.
The Lowe's.
Yes.
Those went at 10 o'clock.
Correct.
And without a whimper. And then at 10:30, who knew? They could do four shoes within an hour. They do the Blazer Sakai Dunk, whatever.
Whatever it
hybrid
is.
That thing is,
yeah. And yes,
when I tell you, my thumb was over that buy now button at 10:29. The second it flickered, I went straight into the queue to purchase and to or to pay because went straight through like immediate, and of course, lo and behold, 5 minutes later, gone. Like a fart in the wind.
L.
Over. Another L. Well, they said, no, your size is sold out, sir.
Try a different one.
Yes, so I wear a size 8. Of course, I bought a size 12. And click, 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 click. Nothing.
Yeah.
No sign of being any closer than it was the first time around. So it's just a smattering of L's. You got to tell me, is this normal? Like, is this something that is par for the course?
Yes, it is. There's going to be a lot of... there's gonna
please,
be a lot
please
of
tell
misses,
me there's a, sunny
a lot
day.
Of strife. There is, you know, there's gonna be a silver lining at some point. So, you know, you will.
I got mine right off the bat. That was
yeah. That was a surprising thing when he hit on the Spider-Man.
No,
I was like, he was just like, yo, I copped him. I'm like what?
Can I tell you? I was doing a charity drop at an elementary school in Maryland, and I was like putting like toiletries on the sidewalk in one hand, and the other hand was like clicking sneakers, thumbs moving akimbo, and
that's
it
where
just
you
worked.
Cashed in all your luck.
You should have just waited.
Yeah, you did. You cashed in
because I couldn't get him. I was trying to get him.
God, it's you're gonna go. You're gonna run into this, and because
I'm gonna regret selling those
because of
forever.
a lot of the anti-bot. Measures that
anti-bot. I'm anti-bot.
That Nike.
I don't like Thai currency.
So Nike has been going heavy against.
Thai bot is nice, man.
Is it?
You just gotta have a lot of it. That's all.
Well, not as much as dongs, but
mad dongs.
No, yeah. It's not. The exchange rate is bad.
The last time I checked, it was like $1 equals 35 baht.
That's not
bad. Are you actively checking like the exchange rates?
Yeah, I'm trying
to
figure out
when, for?
I'm trying to figure out when's a good time to go.
My cousin's a 20 millionaire. Oh no, wait, that's a he has $20,000.
It's nice, man.
That's nice. It's a good living. Yeah. But yeah, it's demoralizing. So
it is.
You're telling me that there is hope, you think?
There is hope. There is. I mean, you just keep
like how long
away.
Do I need to keep like at this? Because this is a bitch.
Until you lose your patience, is I guess.
I mean, I think this is just part of it.
It's part of the ride.
It's been
man.
Fun.
It's John is definitely close to the edge, the breaking point. I think you're at it right now.
I'm close. I could just go ahead and get my windows tinted with this money. Like, just call it a day.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of other things you can invest your money in.
I don't know. Windows tinting. Sure. Window tinting is really going to return my investment. But you mean
stocks? Maybe.
Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe stocks.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like
it's
real
too
stocks.
Volatile.
It's
not
volatile.
Stock X.
No.
Oh my God! Can I tell you though? Like I saw some horrific pictures on the internets.
About what?
So it was someone who submitted a photo. They sold their shoes, their Travis Scott Jordan 1s through StockX, and this shoe got sent to StockX. They went through their whole third party verification process where they confirmed that these shoes are legit. So, you know, the Travis Scott Jordan 1s have the check turned the other way.
Correct.
StockX verified this shoe that had the check the right facing way. The complete opposite direction.
They're like, that's right.
Yeah. They check the box and just shove those bitches right out the window.
They suck.
They stink. I can kind of see where, like, if you're going to be a more discerning customer, you're going to check every box you possibly can. Like, you'll check the GOAT deal before you go to StockX and buy from there because, my God, I imagine with the volume that they're doing as far as business, like, the quality standards are just decreasing by the day.
Yeah, they're probably slammed.
You see this?
Yeah.
Do you see this?
Is that StockX?
This is Groupon.
Oh. Yeah, Groupon, our Funko Pop, for the Michael Jordan Funko Pop box is just dented. Yeah. Like it's literally dented on both ends.
It was like a loss of air pressure within the size of
the box. It's crazy. I'm just like, what the heck is this?
Might as well just like unbox it.
I know, right? I'm so tempted to do that. But no.
I mean,
no.
You bought it, so I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
I'm going to put it up here. Biggie.
Right
on
over
top
Biggie.
Of Biggie?
Biggie.
Dude. You can't put them over like. You can't Biggie. Put him to the side. He has to be center. He's the Holy Grail.
I guess, man.
It's close. I mean,
okay. So speaking of grails, are there any other grails that I need to like have my eyes on like this point forward? Because I'm down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Man.
What's the big highlight?
I thought I had a shot at today, but you know,
today was pretty rough for a lot of people. So this weekend is actually Saturday is June 1st. It's the Nike One Fog Frosted Spruce. So that's the...
Remind the listening audience again what fog means.
Fear of gods.
Hi-oh.
So it's the fear
of
gods.
Is that the one that LeBron was rocking?
Was that the green one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So they will be releasing at $350 on... But these are the fog ones. So it's the one with the cage on the side and the high tops. So those are actually the pair that everyone wants. I poo-pooed it the first time around when we kind of reviewed it the first time. They are probably going to sell pretty well. Your resale right now is looking at $550 to $700. Your best sizes are 7.5 to 9. Yes, 9.5. And they're releasing on sneakers and Foot Locker and then House of Hoops. So, And then also, not to be outdone, is another fog. It's the Orange Pulse. Same silhouette, same layout, same design. It's just a different color.
Different citrus variety.
Correct. Yes. It's a different. You're right. So same price, $350. But this one isn't as hyped as much. But we don't know. These are just predictions. Please take it with a grain of salt.
Kosher or C?
Kosher. Okay. The the resale is looking at probably $450 to $600.
But the purchase price is the same. Like,
correct. Yes. So, same margins sizes to go for 7.5 to 9.5. Yeah, it's steep. So, I mean, if you grab one, fine. And you know, that's probably lunch money for the week, or for the month, whatever, right? So,
drink money.
But
I ain't feeding my kids this month.
Exactly. The release we really need to go for. And if you're really...
Oh, this is the pinnacle?
This is the pinnacle. The following week,
get ready, America.
It's the Friday, I think. It's the Yeezy 350 really? V2 reflectives. Yes. These are all black Yeezys. And then they reflect and have a reflection. So
this would resell easily.
Yes, because there's a lot of hype on this shoe, and the stock numbers are insanely low from all accounts that I'm
seeing.
What
that mean?
All right. The stock numbers, the amount of pairs that they have created and will release is 4,000. So resell right now is.
So you're saying there's no chance.
It's tough. It's going to be tough, but go for it if you can. If you can grab one, that's great. Resale is looking between $550 to $675 with a retail price of $250. So it's definitely worth a cop. Definitely go for it. If you do not, you suck. That's definitely. And then right after, the following day.
Jesus, it's too much.
The following day, June 7th is the triple black Yeezys. These are the ones that I am personally need for my feet. I want these. So these are the ones for everyone. For everyone. Okay. The stock numbers on these are 95,000. So they're going to release 95,000 pairs of these.
That sounds generous.
The hype on this are still enough that you'll make enough profit on it.
So two Yeezys back to back.
Back to back.
That's a must cop.
Can I get insight on like the purchasing process for Adidas? Because all I know is the sneakers app for Nike. And I am blind to the purchasing ordeal that is Adidas.
Adidas puts you in a queue. So they'll.
Do you go to the website?
You go to the website, adidas.com, okay. And then adidas.com/Yeezy. It'll take you to their queue. And then that queue will just let you sit there for however long it is. And it releases at 10 a.m. Eastern. So
you're standard time.
Standard time. Right now we're in daylight saving. So you suck.
What?
Yeah.
What? I don't know what that was.
So it's daylight savings, right? So it's 10 a.m. You log in. You probably want to get in probably at around 9:45. You'll get into the queue, and then once you pass
you
the
need
queue,
an account.
Yes. Okay, you do need an account for Adidas. So once you get past the queue, you'll be able to purchase whatever size they have available, and hopefully you're able to purchase. So Adidas is a good way to go in case you don't like them and you can return them. Yeezy Supply, that's Kanye West's own company.
He has his own supply chain?
Correct. And it's their customer service is trash.
It's Yeezy. It's you call Yeezy. In and yeah, you're dealing with them.
Yeah,
it's
you're
just
dealing
Chloe
with
and Courtney pressing buttons all yeah. day long.
It's crazy.
Yes,
so,
no. Yeah. Yes, no.
So those are the two confirmed.
Scott says no.
Those are the two confirmed sites. So as of right now, both of them are a cop. So those are the ones I will go for the Fogs, and I will definitely go for the Yeezys, both of them.
So once again, the Fear of Gods.
Fear of Gods, yes.
$350 each, yes. A pop.
Yeah, it's steep. So if you're looking to resell, like you'll make like $100.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe $80 off the fees. You know what I'm saying?
So. And just the fact that I saw like Bron Bron rocking it this week, I think that's going to be the one that
it's going to hype. Yeah. There's a lot of hype around him now
just because he was rocking them.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype on him.
Was he wearing a Fred the Club cover hat?
Oh, he needs that.
He should. Hype beast.
But the Frosted Spruce, the green one, the green
that's
fog
the
is the one that, if you're going to go for it, go for that one.
Yeah, orange is very off-putting.
Orange, I don't think. I couldn't rock it. I mean, I guess.
Unless you live in Phoenix and you're a Suns fan.
And it's a summer, I guess it's a summer shoe, but it's just, it looks like a Gatorade, like, bottle, to be honest with you. But
flowers in spring. How original.
But those are the two releases in the next 2 weeks you definitely need to go for, so.
All right, you might have talked me back from the edge. I'll try to redouble efforts from henceforth. Well, all right. I hope that ends us on a good note.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy.
I need hope, and I feel like I have it. But you know, we'll see how this is. It this weekend, next weekend.
The Fogs this weekend. Yeezys
six,
next.
Six and seven, right?
The sixth and seven, yes, for the yes. Yeezys.
I'm gonna try for the Yeezys.
Please do.
Collective effort.
Yeah.
Bad Slant, that's a new cook group. Right?
Discord.
Jack told me that many months ago.
Many moons ago.
Many moons. All right. Well, Jack, glad to have you back in the fold.
Yeah. It's
glad to be back.
Yeah, we have 7 different topics we didn't touch on this week. It's fine. We knew our eyes were too big for our stomachs, so
definitely.
We'll get to it all next week. But again, appreciate you all tuning in for less Game of Thrones content, less Avengers content. We're gonna wing it.
We got nothing to talk about the rest of the summer.
We got Dickola, maybe Aladdin, but I don't know. We'll see. Oh. Hey. We got to talk about Pumbaa's face.
You both need to go watch Aladdin.
Okay.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
All right.
It's great.
Good.
Great.
Let me know when your balls come back. All right. We'll see y'all.
Man. Hey.
We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Later.